what it is, what it is. This is the Roarcast Podcast, episode 39, mm-hmm. Podcast Potpourri. It's me, Justin Barton, here with...
Lauren Porter.
Nice to be with you all again here on the Roarcast. Hey, today is Podcast Potpourri. So we're just going to talk a little bit about everything and anything that's happening out there in the world, on our minds, all that jazz. So, Lauren.
Yeah.
What's going down? What do you know?
All right. So, Rockefeller Center reveals its 2023 Christmas tree. This tree hails from Vestal, New York, a town 186 miles northwest of Midtown Manhattan. They figured out which tree they want. Now, this is a small tree. This is a big tree. Have you seen the Manhattan
tree? Yeah, it's like, this is a big deal because it's huge. It's like the size of a building.
It's ridiculous, but it's so beautiful. Like, when you think of holiday Christmas, I think of this tree.
Have you ever been in New York?
I have.
I have never been to New York before.
I went back in 2019 in July, which was fantastic in the sense that, like, the shows were really good. I mainly went to New York City to go see the shows. But I didn't love the environment as much. It was very hustle and bustle, which just isn't... My Midwest self really likes the calm and niceties of the Midwest style, but that's not New York.
I get that.
They're very fast-paced, and it's funny. We were in New York City, and we were somewhere. I think we were at a museum, and there was a mom and a daughter, and they were like, "You're from the Midwest, aren't you?" And because we were just talking to them, and they just knew just by how we were talking and how we were acting, they're like, "You're from the Midwest." We're like, "Yes." And they're like, "We're from Chicago." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Yep. See, that's the reason why I love Chicago, right? Is because Chicago is a mixture of New York City, because it has the hustle and bustle of New York City, but it has the niceties of the Midwest.
So listen, Chicago, I'd love to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
I would live there.
But I will say, Shedd's Aquarium, if you've ever been to Shedd's Aquarium, mm-hmm. it's amazing. I compare every other aquarium to Shedd's Aquarium.
It's so good.
And they have a really good mass transit system there.
They do.
Like, I don't know why the Loo can't get itself together in regards to its mass transit system. Just look at Chicago. I mean, it's really awesome.
I know. Well, like, fun fact. So, I've gone to Chicago multiple times because Chicago is probably my favorite place to visit when it comes to, like, big cities. And it was funny. So, me, my mom, and my mom's best friend, Karen, were all going on the train system. But it was funny. We actually ended up on the wrong side of Chicago. And so, it was, like, known as, like, the dangerous place.
Oh,
and my
I
mom
gotcha.
Was
oh.
like, "We need to get out of here. Like, this is not where we should be. Let's leave." And, like, our friend Karen was, like, trying to navigate. We were trying to find a bus. And, like, some people were just, like, not, like, a little bit sketchy looking.
Mm.
In the sense that, like, they might have been on drugs or things like that. But I was like, you know what? I trust Karen. She'll get me back to safety.
Did she?
She did. We survived. But I guess I'm naive in the sense that I don't really see Chicago as a scary place. But also, I don't see St. Louis as a scary place, and St. Louis is the murder capital of the world.
Well.
Or of the United States.
I also think there's just a certain level of tourist ignorance when you go to places that you're not used to being in. Because you're like...
I've lived here for 3 years.
But I mean, how often do you go downtown, though?
At least once every couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't go downtown that often. But I was talking more like Chicago.
When you go
to
yeah.
When you go to places like that and you, like, have no clue about the city.
True.
And you're like, oh, hum-de-hum. This is so nice. And you might be, like, in the worst place ever. But you just keep
on trekking on.
Yeah. So, it's kind of funny. But, yeah, I like visit Chicago. Have you ever taken the Amtrak? You ever taken the train?
I did. When my first time to Chicago was back when I was 15. My birthday gift. Actually, it's a funny story. So my mom had planned my birthday gift months before my birthday, and like 3 days before my birthday, I'm sleeping. We're about ready to go to school, right? She jumps in bed with me and she goes, "Lauren, you know what your birthday present is, don't you?" And I was like, "Yes, yes, I do." And she's like, "What is it?" I was like, "We're going to Hamilton." And she's like, yes, do you know anything else? And I was like, nope. She's like, we're going to Chicago to go see Hamilton. I was like, oh, no way. But it's so funny because my mom could have waited like 3 days to tell me. And she was like, nope, 7 a.m. we're going to tell Lauren. And it's still really entertaining that she told me.
That's fun. Yeah, taking the train is interesting.
I love the train.
It's a trip.
Oh my gosh. When I was little, I used to take the train from Lincoln, Nebraska to Denver. And then Denver to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Or Glenwood Springs. And we used to do that when I was younger. Because the nice thing is you get on the train at like 2 a.m. Okay? It's
way early. Or way
late. You sleep on the train. Because you get a bunker. At that point, it was like 2008, 2009, 2010. So bunkers were a lot cheaper than they are today. You sleep in the cabin. And then you eat breakfast. And by the time your breakfast is done, you're in Denver. Well, then you have like 3 or 4 hours just watching the mountains slowly get more beautiful and more beautiful. And they have like a whole clear window glass where you can just like study. I remember working on my prompt book for theater at that point when I was in high school because we took the train. But I love the train.
Taking a train in the mountains would be a really cool experience. I've only ever done it from here to Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
So, I mean, you know, across the wonderful state of Illinois. but, you know, it was still an experience. If you've never taken the train, you have to experience taking the train at least once in your lifetime. You got to do it.
Well, my favorite is at the train, when you eat dinner or when you eat breakfast, you have to go in tables of four. So it was always me and my mom, all right? And then we had to find another two couples. Like, it normally a couple. And at one point, there was these people from, I think, Ireland or the UK, I can't remember, somewhere in England. And they were traveling across the country through a train.
Oh, wow.
Which was so cool. So we got to talk about politics and, like, I was, like, 8 years old, and I was very opinionated about politics.
What?
I know. It was really funny. When Obama and Mitt Romney were going against each other, boy, was I, like, talking to my uncle like I was a 70-year-old politician. I was like, look, Shane, this is how it's going to work. And he's like, okay, you 8-year-old child.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah, so take a train. Do something crazy. My word of advice, though, if you take a train, I don't know if you have this experience, if you've taken a train to Chicago or not, but when you get off the train, there are these individuals that hang out outside of Union Station in Chicago that try to work for you, with you, to flag down taxis. And then they expect you to pay them to flag down that taxi. You don't need to do that.
No.
Just walk up the street a little bit away from Union Station and you can flag down your own taxi if you want to do a taxi. I mean, now Uber's a big thing, so you can, you know, Uber that out. But
thank goodness. Love Uber.
But you got to kind of watch out for those scammers that are out there doing those types of things. So, yeah, but, what else do we want to talk about today? What's your sign?
My sign?
What's your zodiac sign?
Taurus.
Let's see what your horoscope is today.
Hopefully something good.
A close friend or romantic partner might not seem communicative today, and you might wonder. Let's read more. No, this is what it says.
You liar.
This is what it says. A close friend or romantic partner might not seem communicative today, and you might wonder whether this person still cares for you. He or she is experiencing a few difficulties, perhaps involving money, and so it isn't particularly good company. Listen, if your friend wants to talk, but otherwise, just be there. That's what is important anyway.
I can't with the horoscope.
So what's funny about this, friends, is that Lauren and I were having a conversation earlier this morning about a situation she's going through with a friend who isn't being very communicative. And guess what? Her horoscope says the exact same thing. That is amazing.
You liar.
That is right there.
How?
I don't know, because the universe knows.
The universe knows?
It does.
Okay.
Let's see what mine says. Well, yeah. You want to talk about that real quick?
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
What is your sign?
So I'm Leo the Lion.
Of course you are.
And mine says, home responsibilities may increase markedly today, leaving you feeling like you're the only member of the household getting anything done. You might give into the gloom, but don't dwell on it for too long. You will feel a lot better if you pitch in and take care of whatever needs to be done, and then treat yourself by going out to celebrate. Go to a movie, or better yet, a concert. That's lame. I don't like that one. I mean, you know, I feel like my wife and I equally share the wealth of what's happening.
Okay, so mine was pretty much completely accurate, and yours was completely not accurate.
Correct. Gotcha. Yeah. Let's see what a different horoscope website says.
Okay.
Because we'll see, if you know, if it says that about you again,
it's fake. It's
crazy. Here's the New York Post.
New York Post, okay. Yeah.
You said you were Taurus?
Mm-hmm.
Make a point in sitting down with a loved one today so you can discuss any problems that you have troubling you.
No!
The planets indicate that if you are prepared to meet them halfway, they will likewise.
Oh my god.
Which should be no great sacrifice for either of you.
I should have never told you.
That is amazing.
I should have never told you. Oh my gosh.
So mine says the best way to earn your place in someone's affections is to use your intellect to impress them. You could, of course, make use of your considerable charm instead of you put the planets worn instead. Oh, you make use of your considerable charm instead, put the planets worn that alone won't be enough. It's brain power that turns them on.
Wow.
So that was rough. I don't know what that meant. So.
Wow, you're finding another wife with your intellect.
Yeah, my horoscopes are weird today.
Yeah, mine apparently have decided to collectively insult me.
Want
to
see one more? You know, threes?
Yep, let's just see it.
Let's see what the, you want to go to astrology.com or do you want to go to Washington Post?
Let's go Washington Post.
Okay. All right. Taurus, where are you at? Let's see what it says. Things that stick out like a sore thumb are going to obviously grab your attention today, but they'll also get you thinking. Unusual combinations, unexpected directions, and any weird behavior you run across all strike you as fascinating in some way. Your mind is hungry for a puzzle to solve, and you might get a real feast's worth of conundrums. As a result, you can expect some brave new ideas to pop into your head very soon. See, a little bit different, but still, I feel like the universe is telling you something, Lauren.
Yeah, it's telling me I shouldn't have friends.
Mine says, it's going to be a little difficult for you to explain your ideas today. Your thoughts are a bit scattered, and certain intimidating people could leave you somewhat tongue-tied. If that happens, just be patient with yourself. Take the time to go off and think about what you want to say. Write down notes if you need them. Not only will this help you feel at ease, it will keep you on track. Plus, other people will be impressed by how organized and together you are. I feel like my horoscopes are scattered all over the place today.
No, mine are very much the same.
Yes. So, there you go. Listen to the universe, Lauren.
Okay.
Change your thoughts. Change your mind.
Ooh, okay.
What else you got?
So, I found apparently according to happynews.com, 7 gifts guaranteed to bring a smile.
What do you got? What kind of gifts?
Figglethorpe, the fire-eyed garden gnome.
Nothing says happiness like a garden gnome.
A fairy door for trees and walls with light-up porch and window.
You know, some people do this thing where they set up like a fairy garden or fairy like tree, and little kids can come by and leave notes for the fairies, and then they take the notes and they write the notes back, and then the kids come by and get the notes. Yeah.
A car and camper retro salt and pepper shaker and sunny day / starry night napkin holder. That's adorable. Ooh, an Atlas World Globe lamp portable touch nightlight.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. These are gifts I would want. A freaky fun angular fish lamp. Lantern fish light. That's not terrifying. A holy water flask hidden inside a Dracula mini bar book safe.
Where are you getting this?
Happynews.com.
Oh, no, okay.
The Stash and Style Year 2K Secret Compartment Hairbrush.
That is
weird. I feel like these are the most random gifts ever, but I would happily take any of them. There's also 6 geek-worthy gifts and gadgets. A Sputnik satellite glow-in-the-dark silent alarm clock. This is what I'm getting you for Christmas.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, another one. A Living 247 Fitstep 3D pedometer. 1-button step tracker. Who needs an Apple Watch when you can have a step tracker?
Right?
Ooh, a Model 1 digital multimeter with 87-page maker manual textbook. Again, these are some real good gifts right here. Again, the Fidgelthorpe, the Fire-Eyed Garden Gnome.
Wow.
Keeps popping up.
So listen, you want to...
I'm not done.
That is... That, you're done.
Emergency crank radio.
You're done. You're done. Here... So... I just Googled 40, like, the weirdest things you can find on Amazon.
Yeah.
That people actually love to buy.
Okay.
We're not going to do all 40, but
I'll
list some. The number one is a gorgeous Thanos one-piece swimsuit for men and boys. It's this gigantic one-piece, like...
It's just Thanos' face on a one-piece.
It's horrific. It's only $36 on Amazon. Or you can get the ostrich pillow. Have you ever seen the ostrich pillow?
No.
This is the ostrich pillow where people, like, stick their head in this gigantic pillow.
Oh, that's
and they've
terrifying.
Got these holes on the side where you can put your hands in if you really want to. It's $99. Almost $100 for an ostrich
Dang.
Pillow. This is my all-time favorite. A Yesto chicken harness and leash. So in case you ever need to take your chicken on a walk,
you can buy something really leash. Funny?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so... My cousins do 4-H, which is basically, like, for farmers and ranchers and people who like to do, like, the thing with the bow. What is it called?
Oh, archery.
Archery.
Yeah.
Anyways, so my cousins have been doing 4-H since they were little. And I somehow always come to their house when it's, like, near 4-H time. And so sometimes my responsibilities are to walk the goats. Or the sheep. Now, fun fact about goats and sheep, they do not like to be walked.
Mm-hmm.
So the goats will do flips and hurt themselves so they don't have to go on walks. I'm talking like somersaults and like yoga pose, like anything to avoid being walked.
Nah.
Nah? What? Nah.
I don't believe it. I think goats.
Do you want to come to the ranch or go walk a goat?
I think goats are mean. Do you ever feed the baby goats though at, Busch Gardens. Not Busch Gardens. What's it called?
The zoo?
Not the... Well, they did... They used to do it at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called? Grant's Farm. You ever been to Grant's Farm?
No. Oh, you gotta I've been to the Porter Farm.
You gotta go to Grant's Farm.
No, I'm good at the Porter Farm.
Grant's Farm's fun. Anyway. So...
Is that what I'm seeing?
There is something on here that's called finger covers... So whenever you eat, like, Cheetos, you put these on your fingers so you don't get the Cheeto dust on your fingers.
You just use tongs. You use tiny tongs to grab the Cheeto and put it in your mouth.
I'm sorry. The Cheeto dust is the best part of the Cheeto. Eat the Cheeto and then you lick your fingers off.
That's so unsanitary. That's so unsanitary.
What else we have on here?
A personal... A texture of dream personalized cardboard cutout. I think we should do a cardboard cutout of you, Justin.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that would be awesome.
We'll just have you forever.
How about some meat shredder claws? And you can be like Wolverine.
Duh.
Wow. This is a bag that's shaped like a hen. Yeah. Ridiculous.
A boyfriend pillow?
Boyfriend pillow, the original boyfriend body pillow. It's shaped like an arm and a chest, so you can snuggle with it.
Is that what you sleep with at night?
Precious. That's precious. How about pickle? How about dill pickle lip balm?
Oh my gosh, people are weird.
Yeah, friends, well, this is what you get when it's the podcast potpourri. That's a little bit of everything and anything out there.
We talked about our zodiac signs and trains.
Bacon Band-Aids.
Band-Aids.
Nice. Trips to Chicago on the train. Listen, sometimes we just have to have moments like this where we can just talk about a little bit of anything and everything. Because we all get tired. Tired of doing the same thing day in and day out, right? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we're still here. We're week 11 at Lindenwood, doing our thing. But here's my PSA. Students, go to class. Go to class, go to class, go to class. I've been missing like 50% of my students all week long, and it's been ridiculous. So, go to class. But, got anything else in your mind you want to share?
I still can't get over how people are obsessed with chickens.
There's a lot of chicken stuff out there.
There's a lot of chicken stuff out there.
It's crazy. I don't get it. But
I mean, I get it. Like, chickens are cute. Have you ever seen a baby chick? They're adorable.
They are. You know, when I was younger, they used to have, like, little incubators in our classrooms.
We did, too.
And they would hatch little chicks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
I'll show you a photo of me and my baby chick.
I do like eggs, though. I eat eggs every day.
You are a horrible person.
Eggs are good for you. They're excellent.
I would like to never hear that joke again. Okay?
What are you doing? What are you looking for?
I'm trying to find the photo of me and my chick.
Oh. Our listeners won't be able to see the photo, Lauren.
I know, but you need to see the photo.
Then I'll have to explain it. And it's going to be like, hey, there's Lauren with a chick.
You are distracting me. I'm trying to find this photo. I have a lot of photos. This was back when I was in high school, okay?
Okay.
When I had purple hair. Did you know I had purple hair?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know, right?
Well, while you're looking for that, you want to know what happened on this day in history?
The world ended? Just kidding.
Wow. Then we wouldn't be here. Let's see. The first four-cylinder gas-powered locomobile hits the road.
Wow, never mind. I don't have a photo of me and a chick, but I do have me with a goat.
This happened in 1902.
Here's me with a goat.
That's precious. Wow, you look totally different with your purple hair and your goat.
I look the exact same.
Wow.
Except I had a horrible side part because I didn't know how to part my hair. I could have sworn there was a photo with me and a chick.
Wow, this is really crazy, but this day in history,
mm-hmm.
Britain supports the creation of a Jewish state.
Wow. This is a terrible time.
Really, that's insane. Yeah, so check it out. Lots of cool stuff. You know.
Lauren with a chicken.
Come see Lauren with a picture of her and a goat with purple hair. But, well, friends, we're going to call it for the day. This was an amazing podcast. The best yet.
Potpourri.
Podcast potpourri. Let's play some music to end this thing. Lauren, we got to do what we always do. Give us your greatest roar. Nice. All right, friends. Well, this was the podcast potpourri episode. What? 39?
39.
We're almost at 40.
Woo-hoo.
Hey. We'll be with you once again here on the Roarcast podcast. Until then, take it easy, my friends.